You're listening to KNKX. Northwest tribes from around the region honored a great local civil rights activist as they called for more urgent action on salmon recovery. They hosted their first Billy Frank Jr. Pacific Salmon Summit in Tulalip. 88.5 Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe was there.
Billy Frank Jr. died 4 years ago in May, but his successful fight for tribal treaty fishing rights is not forgotten. The new Salmon Summit, named in his honor, opened with a color guard and traditional drumming and prayers. Organizers also called on a traditional panel of witnesses, who they wrapped in woolen blankets and charged with recording and telling the truth about the meeting. Along with tribal and state leaders, they chose several younger people to represent the future. Among them was Tulalip member Cecilia Gobin, who says she's ready to carry Billy Frank Jr.'s legacy forward. She says he worked closely with her grandfather in the 1970s.
You know, that was the dinner table conversation for us grandkids growing up, was the treaty and what that says and what it means, and hearing about, you know, the fish wars, and we were just born into that.
Gobin now works for the Northwest Indian Fisheries Commission. She says this summit marks a turning point, and it's time to start telling some hard truths.
We can't be afraid to say what it is we need to do just because we know that that's going to mean some difficult decisions and tasks and really hard work ahead. We don't have any more time. We don't have any more time for the salmon, for any of our treaty resources, really. We're at a critical juncture, and it's going to take hard work.
The summit ended with a call to action on common objectives, which include more aggressive habitat recovery and increased hatchery production. And a work group is convening with a pledge to meet 6 times over the course of a year and develop a set of proposed actions that will challenge the status quo. Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.